know he didn't want to make that call. But the balloons are all inflated and the hustings allocated. There's nothing left to do but bounce the ball. So Johnny saw the governor on Sunday. He said, Mickey, it don't have to be this way. 'Cause you and I could form a junta. But the gov said, I don't want to. Just gird your loins and name that fateful day. And so it's on a federal election. Yes, it's here, it's now, it's time, game on, it's war. And I don't know in which direction we're bestowing our affection, but we'll find out on November 24th. That's right. Kevin's hot to trot and nearly drooling. No, he's been impatient to begin. Making passionate entreaties. Now he's wolfing down his Wheaties and brushing up his common Mandarin. Kevin says his party will deliver. And Kevin says the libs don't understand. So while their principles get stale, he changes labor values daily. You'll always get the freshest in the land. And that's why we have a federal election. 'Cause there's a million different issues to explore. And if Kevin keeps him guessing, they might just teach him a lesson. And he'll learn it on November 24th.
Oh, Bobby Brown, don't let it get you down. Don't let it make you mean. I know they turn their eyes away. See, your feet are made of clay, but their souls are turning green. Their souls are turning green.
Well, Johnny saw the governor on Sunday, emerging with the shadow of a smile. He said, I guess I felt the urge of my indigenous conversion to go walk about and been along a while. So whose cuisine will reign supreme tomorrow? To which of them should victory be conferred? To give 3 years to Kevin or extend the long 11 of that evil, hateful, nasty, spiteful, rank-conniving, trumped-up little turd? So here we go, a federal election. Where only one contender can survive. Now is it overdue correction or unlikely resurrection? Just ask me on November 25, my friends. Just ask me on November 25.